Yeah, it was, and it's not even more so me. It's kind of more so for me, my parents, my mother and father. They can live in it. It's like my father brought me to matches, etc. He was kind of my underage trainer. My mother who brought me to matches as well. That kind of way, was from the sideline. So, kind of means more to them. That kind of way, and I'm happy that like the work they put into me as a chap and the support and bringing the matches, the train, etc. It's kind of I'm happy more so for them than it is to me. That kind of way.
Absolutely. And now that you've had a bit of time to process it, how hard was it to go out there and actually hurl on a field when the whole world was falling apart around you, and not only to go out and hurl, but to win as well?
Yeah, no, like when the COVID came in, etc., in March, obviously we didn't know kind of when, if we'd be hurling at all. But when we got the chance, I kind of felt the group was kind of even more together because it was kind of a privilege to even be able to hurl in this sort of time as ever. And even, I think that's kind of what kind of drove it on a bit more. The fact that, like, it was kind of a privilege towards more people that were sitting at home that we were able to go and even play the sport that we love. And I think it kind of draws on a bit more in this kind of times, especially for the people of our part, especially who are, in fairness, they are diehard fans. To be able to give them something to watch and something to love during this kind of tough time, especially during the summer 2020, it was excellent. And even to give them a championship at the end of it was even more important.
Cast your mind back there to the county final and you scoring 2 points there, but it was a real team effort from Shells, not just in the county final, all the way through the championship, and that's been reflected as well with 6 players on the team of the year. So there was definitely no weak link at all for the Shells this year. You were one of the ones that were really starring on the big stage.
Yeah, no, like I'll also with the Shells, there's never a big star. Obviously, we have the likes of Brian Malone, Simon, and county teams, Glenn Malone, Owen Nolan, etc. But the Shells is always kind of it's a club which never based itself on big players. It's all about a team effort. 2014, you see, there was never a big player. It was all the team effort. 2014, win the football, a big effort again from the whole team. And again, the same this year, when we rattled together as a team, I think we put in a good effort and we make ourselves hard to beat. And I think this year proved example of it. We worked hard. We got the best out of ourselves, and hopefully, like we can keep doing that. Because as a group, as a Shells, as a kind of a motto, "Follow me, who dares." I think it's kind of the way. So if I go, everyone goes, and like 15 players, not even 15, but 25 panel, 30 panel, intermediate 18, we have as well. Everyone pushed themselves, and that's kind of the basis of what we are as a club. And it kind of shows up this year, especially winning senior hurling. So it was a great year for us, and hopefully we can go on next year and again try to prove ourselves as a good team again and back it up again next year.
That's it, the club championships this year, and GAA in general is kind of still up in the air because of restrictions and everything like that, but you're happy enough that the Shells will be ready to defend their title when the time comes?
Yeah, 100%. No, because I know lads towards years you would have had a kind of holidays, etc., interfering with the club level. But when it comes to being reflecting on what means the most, I think when you go out to every lad in every parish in Wexford who plays hurling and football, the club is the most important thing. And it kind of sat in everyone's stomach a bit, like going on, at the end of the day, club means the most everything, and it hit home for a lot of us this year. And we kind of ate that energy that kind of way, and we pushed on. And I think through the whole parish, it kind of flurried, etc., and it pushed on even more. And that's why I think kind of boosts us a bit more, gives it more energy towards going and trying to achieve this goal, win the hurling championship, which end up winning, which was a great success.
If you do manage to win again, you didn't have a proper celebration because of the restrictions that are in place, but you know, if you were to go back to back in 2021, I'm sure Hollymount would be absolutely rocking.
Yeah, you know, like Hollymount has a great community atmosphere, etc., and like even people you wouldn't really know will be always around congratulating you. They're happy for the parish. I think that's every parish in the whole of Wexford. It's a great hurling football community, etc., especially for GAA. We'd love to go back to back, but again, it's a hard challenge, and there's great many teams in Wexford. But I think hopefully we've a good group of players. Again, 2021 will present its own challenges, but I think we've a good group there. We'll give it a right go, and we'll see what happens.